Psalm 92, a psalm or song for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high for evermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. It truly is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto his holy name, the Most High. It is a good thing to show forth his loving kindness in the morning, and to reveal his faithfulness every night. Let us praise him in songs of purity and with instruments in solemnity. When you serve the Lord and begin to do his work, when you learn of all his great works that he has done, especially our great redemption and atonement, you will become so glad and you will triumph because of the works of his hands. O Lord, how great are thy works! And thy thoughts are very deep. The fools and the brutes, the wicked and the workers of iniquity, they don't know such things. They grow up and flourish like grass for a small season, only to be cut down and destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high for evermore. The Lord's enemies shall perish like Judas. But those who love the Lord and seek him shall be exalted. Because the Father has exalted the horn of his Son at his own right hand of power, we too shall be exalted with him, and we shall be anointed with fresh oil of the Holy Ghost. We shall flourish like the palm tree, no matter what the condition around us. We shall grow strong and solid like the cedars of Lebanon. And we shall be planted in the house of the Lord, and we shall flourish in the courts of our God. Hallelujah! In fact, the older we get, the more spiritual fruit we shall bear, and the more we will flourish in our God. For though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. And all of these wonderful things that our Lord shall do for us will be to show heaven and earth that the Lord is upright. He is the only true rock. He is faithful and true. And we will all be able to say that there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalm 92.